Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and today I want to talk about savoring the bittersweet moments of life. Why, you might ask? Well, the other day I was looking at my kiddo and thinking about the time I had left with them. Yes, I still have years to go before they spread their wings and embark on their next chapter of life, but that time is just feels so ever shrinking. And it got me thinking about Sonia Lyubomirsky's How of Happiness book, where she talks about appreciating the bittersweet moments of life as they form a happiness practice. In this section, she described an experiment where researchers challenged college seniors who were nearing the end of their academic year to write about their college experience. In one group, the researchers pushed the students to think about their writing with the idea that they had 1,200 hours left in school, a short, limited amount of time, only 1,200 hours. With the control group, they pushed that they still had 1/10 of a school year left. While still the same time frame, it feels longer, as though they still have plenty of time left. With these two different frames of mind, it was found, unsurprisingly, that the group whose mindset was bittersweet, only 1,200 hours left, found greater happiness. This study showed that these seniors had a greater appreciation for their college years and were compelled to savor what time was left. As the phrase goes, all good things must come to an end. Now, this doesn't mean we should be weepy about changing events or chapters of life coming to close, but instead, it means that we should appreciate and enjoy the fleeting moments of life. This can be as simple as taking a moment to savor the sounds of nature during a particularly pleasant walk. On the other hand, in my particular case, it can be taking the time to spend a few extra moments with the kids, whether that means a mom and me date, a couch chat, or just a good hug. I love twirling my little guy's hair. It's super curly, and he lets me sometimes. But I'll never forget during the pandemic lockdown how my daughter and I binge watched Gilmore Girls together. And as a family, we love game night, and I'm enjoying that more when I am savoring that mindset. And remember, kindness is contagious. A great way to enjoy the passing moments in life is to perform a random act of kindness for someone, whether it is sending your mom an I love you text, putting a kindness card in the mail for a friend on the other side of the country, or buying a coffee for a new friend. I encourage you to go out into the world and be kind to someone today.